Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. Today, I want to talk about something we all love, pasta in Chinese. We have a real Italian, Matteo Bellucci. He is the CEO of UND. Hi, Matteo. 你好.
Hello, Xiaolan. 你好.
All right, pasta. Everybody loves it.
Everybody loves it. We grow up with pasta in Italy. We eat it twice a day.
Twice
Lunch
a day?
Lunch and dinner.
Yep. And breakfast as well?
No, we don't have it for breakfast.
Okay.
We just have bread and butter and jam and other things, but pasta is only for lunch and dinner.
And coffee, of course, Italian
Lots
coffee.
Lots of coffee. Very good coffee.
Yeah, okay. Talking about coffee. I went to Italy and then I say, a latte. Here you go to Starbucks, you say a cup of latte and then they give you milk only.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because latte means milk in Italian.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So I'm sure that if you go in China and you ask for milk, they'll probably give you just milk.
That's right, yeah. But now because of the Starbucks culture, we go to the shop, we say, a latte, grande, and we try to speak like Italian.
But Starbucks is an American company, and they just use Italian words. But if you go to Italy, nobody knows of Starbucks because we still have our small coffee shops. That's where people go to get their coffee.
Okay, and pasta is very popular in everywhere in the world, not only Italy.
Pasta has become, I think, very famous around the world for two reasons. One is because it's a very cheap and healthy and filling type of food.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you satisfaction. You know, it's like comfort food.
Yeah.
And it's tasty. It doesn't go off because the pasta is dry, so you can keep it for a long time in your cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very quick to make.
Right, and do most Italian families make their own pasta at home?
Not really, because making the pasta is a pretty lengthy process.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite common. If you go to a local restaurant in Italy, you would expect the pasta to be handmade there.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure in China, you expect the noodles and the dumplings
to
be made there at the moment.
Yep.
And so it's the same. But at home, people don't do it that much because it's quite a laborious process.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the way to say pasta in Chinese is basically just saying Italian noodle. So they say Italy mian.
Italy mian.
Yeah. Italy is like the long word, direct sound translation, Italy of Italy.
Yeah.
And mian is noodle.
Mian.
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 Mian. And mian is also face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the same sound. And originally, the ancient form of noodles is different shape. And now because the simplified process by the Chinese government, now the same word for face is used as the same word for noodles.
Okay.
So imagine your face like noodle sounds like lasagna.
No. I can't imagine that. Sorry.
Yeah. So Italy is just Italy. And yi, that means your intention. Da is big. Li is profit, just in case you are curious what your country means in Chinese. So intention to make big profit. How does that sound?
Weird.
Okay. That means, someone want to get rich quite quickly or they're really desperate to get rich.
Italy. Italy profit.
Yeah. Italy mian.
Italy mian.
Italy mian.
Italy mian.
Yeah. So when we say pasta, we don't really know which type, right? Because there are more than 1,000 types.
There's lots of different. You can cut it in slices and twist it and roll it and put things in it.
Yeah.
And cook it in lots of different ways.
Yeah, that's right. And then I can only name a few, from spaghetti, linguine.
Spaghetti. You know the spaghetti, the story is that they were brought from China.
Yeah, people said that, Marco Polo.
Yes.
Is that
correct.
Real?
Yeah, well, yes, that's the story is that Marco Polo was a Venetian explorer.
Yeah.
Went on to the Silk Road.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back from China and he brought the noodles.
Right.
And that's why we have the spaghetti for us that are, you know, inherited from China.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And then you have penne.
We have penne.
Yeah. Normally, when people talk about pasta in Chinese, they just say Italy mian. But penne has its own name. In Chinese.
Oh, wow. Do you know what penne means in Italian?
No.
Feathers. They look like feathers. They're a bit, you know,
pointy. Because they cut it slightly.
Penne are feathers.
Okay. In Chinese, totally different. They say tong xin mian.
Tong xin mian.
Yeah, tong xin mian. Mian is noodles.
Yeah.
And tong, that means to go straight through.
Okay.
And xin is the heart. So penne is like a pipe.
Yeah.
And it's empty inside. So tong xin mian.
Tong xin mian.
Yeah, so when you want penne in China, you say tong xin mian, so they don't give you spaghetti or linguine.
Yeah,
so tong xin mian.
Tong xin mian.
Yeah, so when you go to China, noodles, they are big things in China. They just say mian tiao.
mian tiao.
Mian tiao. Mian is already noodles, but to emphasize, this is not like a big fat type in strips.
Yeah.
Then tiao means strips. So tiao.
Tiao.
The second tone, tiao. So noodle strips. Mian tiao.
Mian tiao.
Yep. A very famous dish in Taiwan is the beef noodle.
Okay.
牛肉面.
牛. And that's beef.
Niu is the cow.
The cow.
Yeah, 牛. And then zhou is the meat. So cow and meat together.
Okay.
Cow meat, that means beef.
Okay, and then 面.
牛肉面.
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 Yeah, and then, for example, is that in the noodle soup, we say 汤面.
汤面.
Yeah, 汤面. And it doesn't matter what type of soup. 汤 is soup. 汤面.
汤面.
And to stir fry it, fried noodles, we say 炒面.
炒.
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 Yeah, third point, a bit like chow, but 炒.
炒.
炒面.
面.
炒面 is a stir fried noodles. Yeah, 炒面.
炒面.
So you like 汤面 or 炒面?
I like both, actually. I really like Chinese food.
Okay. But do you have like a 汤面 and 炒面 in pasta?
Yes, we some pasta. You can have the cappelletti.
Oh, yeah.
Which are like the dumplings, you know, our Italian dumplings.
Of course, yeah.
Where they do, you know, with the Parmesan cheese and the Parma ham inside.
Gosh,
and they
make
this little cappelletti cooked in stock.
Right.
But you can have pasta and soup. You can also have a vegetable soup, and what you would put is small pasta pieces inside.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, children like that a lot.
A bit like rice, right?
Yeah, which kind of, there's small pasta that you can put in. And yeah, the little stars, the little funny shapes.
Yes. Yes.
And so we have soups. They're not so common. I mean, the most common soup with pasta, I would say, is the cappelletti or the tortellini, which is kind of the same, more or less.
I saw a brand of pasta. They make like teddy bear with multiple colors. They probably blend carrots and spinach, all the things, getting very creative.
Oh, these days, you know, with the industrial processes they have, they can make pasta in any shapes.
Right. Okay, now I'm really hungry. Thank you so much, Mattel, for joining us.
Thank you, Sholan.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today, we talk about pasta, 意大利面. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见.